We're holding it on page 339, and we're talking about Kiddush HaChodesh here. The Ran says he's bothered by what does it mean HaChodesh Zalachem Reish Chodeshim? For you, it's a Chodesh. You know, either it's a calendar sort of an absolute value, or it's particular to us, and we understand that in the way it says. The Chodesh itself is not a Rosh Chodesh, because there's no such concept as the beginning of any month of a year. A circle, any point is a beginning and not the beginning. It's meaningless to say a beginning. Because we see it as a circle, there's no beginning and no end. The RFLP he says maybe, you know, people have said this would be a great time for New Year's because it's very, very pleasant weather, Pesach time and so on. So like, you know, if you want to start a year, you don't want to do it in mid-January when you're frozen. You want to do it then. So he says, so if it was a solar year, it made sense. That's something that relates to the sun. But a lunar year, I mean, as far as the lunar year itself is concerned, it's like by the Muslims, it would just go round and round. And the month would be sometimes winter, sometimes summer, sometimes spring, sometimes fall. So he says, it's telling you basically, listen, there's no way in which a lunar month can be called the beginning of a year. It's something specific to Klaisol, Achashnik Altimboy, Vishet Hilo Lachemboya Terra. Kihol Minyaneno Roish in a Son of Shasha Terra. Being that Torah started, the process of Gosha Torah started in Nisan, and we're a nation because of Torah, so it's appropriate that it all goes centered around Torah. Logvimin Hoga Tibi, Kuain in Yanena Noikvinia Tibi, Avokulik Pergmo Vainish. Our circle, our cycle goes Kifi. Okay, that's the Ran. So the Ran explained because the Lechem is we mark the calendar year based around seminal events and core events of Chayisrael, which is just my Matan Torah. Okay, the next piece is a piece from Rabbeinu Bechaya. He quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, which really, really is incredibly counter to what we know until now. It is about what is the main way in which we're Mekadesh Chodashim. We always are given to understand that it was Al Pi Ariyah, and when they went to Golas, they had the Cheshm. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings this, Rabbeinu Hananel, not like that, and we'll see. V'inyan Chodesh Zalachem Reish Chodashim. He says it does not mean that we should make the years and months by, you know, watching the moon. In terim mutav, from lo terim akvias lakoyim ken acha ken yom yomayim. Ein an choishit kilin stavina b'teira l'peir chadashim riyas havana ki am pichashim. He says the Torah bids us to be Mekadesh Chodashim based on the Cheshbon, not on the Riyya. Because Rabbeinu Hananel Zal, Kviyas HaChadoshim Eina Ela Al Pi HaCheshbon, Lo Pi HaZilvana. And Rabbeinu Hananel writes, the Kviyas HaChadoshim were based on Cheshbon. V'araya, he proves it, Shekol HaBoyim Shana Shoyi Yisov V'midbo Ya'onim HaChasis and V'yayim HaMur Eish V'layla. He said, L'maisa, they had the Onan and Eish. They never saw a moon or a sun. Samuda non Samuel Lem, Yemom, Nahosam Derek, Samuda H. Balaila Harlehem, Mehekhane Kraven Hadashan P. Iria Savana, Albabari Ika Mitzer Kasal Hikashan. This is fascinating because the idea that, I mean, it says there was an Amud Anan, but that the Amud Anan totally blocked out the sky doesn't really say it anywhere. That's not quite what it says. And if this is the Raya, it's kind of very, very strange. I mean, it says there was a Amud Anan that followed them. The Amud Anan was on top of them, but like sometimes we could have a cloud and you can on the side of the cloud. I can't imagine I ever saw sun and moon for 40 years. Vihine, he says, Misoris Biadeno Olam, Kiyud Beis Chotche Ashana of the 12 months of the year, Hei Chadashim Em Kolech Lam Yom, you have 5 months of 30 days, Hei Chadashim Kolech Lam Chavtes Yom, and then you have five that are 29. Ushnaim Em Pa'omim Shnaim Lam Yom, Pa'omim Shem Chavtes Chavtes, Pa'omim Echem Lam Lam Vashem Chavtes, which is what we call the Molin Chasa. We have Kislev and Tevis, Cheshem Kislev, and they can vary. Ushnei Chadashim Lolem are Cheshem and Kislev. Umisuris Vyadenu, Kirish Khadesh Chisri Roshana Lashanim. We khilhol khaidesh achina chofta se machta vitash tsag chalokim. Umifurish Sums Bakasa, he says you'll find it says Umimneya Sakha Yoide Binalitim, Ladas, Mayas Israel Shehem, Masaim Khalachem Alpihem. He says Bnei Sakha were the ones who knew how to they were very, very bright and they understood how to make the months and so on. He says, "Ve'en lecha davar shetzar chachma bina kveitim adim kimachesh tzeri ibur." Says, "I don't see something. If you're talking about bima kaleidus, how much chachma does it take to sit behind a desk and two guys come say sort of moon and say you did? They say we sure did and say mekudesh mekudesh. Doesn't require all that much chachma. The truth is, and the Gemara does say that the cheshbon itself was used as a sort of a hidden card." Like if we knew the month that it couldn't be this month, we sort of cross-examine them rather vigorously to make sure that they're not pulling a fast one on us and that they're maybe just kind of imagining it or whatever. On the other hand, if we knew it's supposed to be and they came along and said we saw, then we were sure they're saying right. So it could be that, but it doesn't. It's mashma that they actually did the Kviyas Chadashim. The cheshm is only for chachamim. Machashim adin yisrael v'im oisim apiyem. V'zeh shekosuv l'das mas yas yisrael v'shei masayim kol acheim apiyem yetzu v'apiyem yavol. So he says, so the clear that the cheshm was the ikar. Then it says further, 1100 years. Now, so what changed? When did Alpiria become important? Because you had Antignus. He had two Talmidim in Tzadok Baisis, who were the father of Tzadokim. When he taught them that you shouldn't be you shouldn't do avodas Hashem and amnas kal pras, they started saying maybe there's no schar v'onesh at all. We up to tabesro, they went off the derech, first off the derech people. And they started saying the cheshma is wrong. So they were the ones who argued that the Iker is a peria. The Hutzuchu Chachma Dola Hakus Devin, Olim Berais Gemuras, the Chenom Razal, Kacham Gamliel, Al Tachushu Vyasereach, Hacheshmu Iker, Kacham Gamis Abba Shein Chadosh Slovan of Kuzuch of the Tzoyim Machzah, Kakalokim. So again, he's using a Raya from a Gemara that the Gemara says he, Rabbi Gamliel, was able to check the Edim. And say, it's like somebody comes along and says, you know, my wife gave birth after 4 months. And we say, well, I don't care what proof you bring. There's no such thing. Same thing also. We know we have a cheshbon that we know the Edomah for still lying. Or at best case, they're matching things. Behine, he says, but he learns nothing. He learns that that seemed to have been the ikar of Kiddush HaChodesh. Behine, dvarav alolo molchichin. So it's very interesting. He brings a right from Gemara which seems to be almost the opposite. Gemara says if they didn't have a chance, you know, everyone saw the moon earlier, Edim and Bezin, they have a chance to be the Edim until night, then Rosh Chodesh is the next day. It's not the previous day, which should have been. So L'chor D'raya from that is clear, because it's al pei Riya and the Kiddush, and since you didn't have a chance to make the Kiddush and Riya, it didn't work. So Rabbi Gamliel was Seimech al Cheshbon and not al Dos Eidus, and that's why he was comfortable making it later. It's strange because the Gemara seems to indicate everyone had seen the Levana. So what does it mean that they went up in Cheshbon? I mean, you can't have a discrepancy between Cheshbon and actually see it. I don't know. It's a hard one to understand. Then he answers the Masha Timsa Chazal. It says that Rabbi Gamliel had all sorts of different Tzuras HaLevana that he would show people. HaKavana B'Zekir. Rabbi Gamliel also Tzuras HaLolu Levaya LeTalmidei Tzaduk U'Baisis Yosem HaLach HaLevana Chodesh Chodesh. He didn't show them to see what it looked like. He showed them to see that he knows exactly when it's supposed to be there. He knows exactly what the moon looks like at every point in a month and every month. And when it's earlier, when it's later. And he would tell them this month, this would be this way. In other words, all of this showing them diagrams and things like that was to prove that he knew what he's talking about. They saw this month after month after year, and his barlam shenik al cheshem ubatul dibar cholkim. Ve'av al pishem mekam edim zechel adava, le'ze smichas bezik al piyach cheshem. Even though they were mekam edim zechel adava, the smichas bez. Now, what does it mean they were mekam edim zechel adava? Zechel for what adava? Well, the divrei kol das choy ka'ibur halachem eshu sinai. It's all halacha mishnah shor shus piat pes nakoluk shugadol shel malam lechachma biyos chet ubaki bechadri teira bekviyas hashanim ashus yorek kavaya vala abek kibit masha yirala mechoy kesar ibur pes nakoluk has the right to make extra months and extra days v'zui adash etziva kosh baruch hu moish achot shazel lechem akam gusha mechanazal. So Rabbi Mechanazal here who really says, and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar seems to agree, there's no argument on that, and it seems to say that it's just that, and the whole sugya of being mekabel edim is just is only a way to confirm that the chachamim are on mark with what they say. It's a very hard shita. I would suggest maybe a little bit of a change maybe. That would fit in with the core point that he makes, but answer up the problem of Riya. We have something very similar. We have something by a Bechor, that a Bechor is born Kaddish, and still there's a Chiyuv to be Mekaddish the Bechor. It's something which is, it's sort of, we are, what's the right word for it? We're adding our own kedusha to the kedusha that's on it. So even if a person is not mekadosh b'chor, it's still kaddish, and yet it's a mitzvah to mekadosh b'chor. So here also, the cheshbon is the ikar, and we know which month is that. The Torah wanted to be done al pi re'iyah, And therefore, we add Riya as an act of being Mekadesh, not at all dissimilar from the way in which it works for Bechor. That's a point, maybe not, however you want to say. I don't have, I can go either way with that. Okay, the next piece is an Abar Vanel, which deals with the Tzdukim, who didn't believe in the Cheshbon, and once again he supports, he's supporting the Rabbeinu Hananel, and it's something where he just shows how wrong the Karoyim are. Omnam, Eich Yizkar Shechoyer Shahu, Im Al Pi Riyah Al Pi HaCheshbon, Lo Bi HaKosav Kan, the Rabbeinu says, Pasal say it. If the pasuk achodesh lechem meant to say that he mekadesh al-pi ria, it doesn't say we're on earth we should mekadesh. And this is something which is should going back to Rabbi Hanal. That's a much stronger proof, because in the Chazal that the midbar was an onan and so on, and understanding it that it was completely enveloped in onan and eish. That's not so clear. But the one thing that's clear is the Midbar is not Eretz Yisrael. So whenever you see it in the Midbar, it's very possible that in Eretz Yisrael you don't see it at that time. It doesn't make sense to say you would be Mekadesh the month by based on what was the Midbar. It was Mitzrayim, or whatever was the Midbar. It should say where? It's a different angle, whatever you're looking at. And if it's Al Pi Cheshbon, why doesn't it say what the Cheshbon is? You know, the Torah should be a little more user-friendly. The Torah gave Moshe Rabbeinu both Mahalchim. It obviously... everything Torah Shabbat Peh goes along with the way Torah was given in Sinai. Moshe Shebachav L'Melech Kuzak Shneim Achodesh Zelachem Moshe Chadashim Ha'im L'Nistapik and what's Leimer Chodesh Mitzvim Shoy Beneihem and Chodesh Kastim and what's Chodesh Hashemesh Chodesh Reich. So there are many other questions that could have been asked, and still the Torah doesn't specify Torah Shabbat Peh. Now he says, "V'miyir kiddush achodesh apiria." If let's say kiddush achodesh apiria, ma'yasim yimlo avim geshem l'tirah levanim. What about the winter when there is a lot of time rain or clouds? V'chirach yira korem shavala ma'im ez Hashem yisparach achodesh lechem hashkadoshim ki moishu pirushu yon alpe. V'mishum shem esen hashoshe yisari v'chomos. It must be that Moshe also got soida ibur, the soida of how it works. V'chiyal al rucham shebeshevas Yisrael al mosam. So it must be that Cheshbon was a very integral part, even when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Al bavada ika mitzvah pi Cheshbon chulu. Hine im kein atzmas mitzvah zois. Einenu shikatsa Cheshbon pi Rik diva sheilu. So the mitzvah itself, the definition of the mitzvah is not to be mekadesh apir. Ela shir chodesh rosh chodesh hashana. To be mekadesh chodoshim with making nisan rosh chodesh, the rosh hashana. Omalo kodesh boch shekachel pishtaim edim shepom rabbis shavi daber simasibis kachel pichesim v'yitzam moyes mispari mashen sofik. Why would kodesh boch prefers we do it with edim who are subject to problems when we have a cheshbon? V'tosil that Hashem b'chol chachmasam sh'omu shavetzor lohei mekachan piyariya. So he says it's wrong. It makes no sense. The mitzvah is that we actually create a calendar with Nissan first and Ibur and so on and so forth. We can do it. There are two methods. We can do it al piyariya if we don't have the cheshbon, al piyariya al piyariya. But if you have both of them, the cheshbon is by far superior. Omnam, he says, Hakaroyim, Kidei l'shachim v'dai chochm Yisrael, bizu chochm asam b'nasam, v'chochm asa'i b'tkun z'al sa'shamayim. The Karoyim did not take it kindly to the fact that Chachmei Yisrael were could know astronomy as well as they did. Shnema alav ki chachmas yasay amim ubachlam derech riyah levana lo yishem esachav alamitis. That's why the karoim stuck to riyah, because that's because that's sort of the best way to undermine chachamim. It didn't help them. They have to know more details. Which is, by the way, a very, very good point against the Karaim. No matter how much you run away from Torah Shel Peh, you need to come to something. What Shabbos is, what Shabbos looks like. If it's a book for inspiration, the Torah, with no clear gedarim for the details, it means 1,000 things to 1,000 people, and it's worthless. So even the Karoyim has, he says, yes, you can talk about Re'iyah versus Eidus, but at the end of the day, it's going to be, it has so many details of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that you need Torah Shel Peh. He says, what happens if it's covered with clouds, like we saw before? What about to make sure that everything, that Nisus Chodesh, you need to add months? Okeshem sheni boru chodesh al mayamim, kach davet zeshon lachadashim. Okdivach hachamayim zorim vach chodesh al tamayin zeshon av layamim, the fact that you add years, months, not days. Baruch ha'atikun ha'rabanim, shetikun ma'chzos levan et shayis zeshonim, shetikun la'abe sheveshonim. They use the rabbinic calendar. So you see that the Karem also need to come on to Chazal, because there's no way around. Now he adds a very powerful argument of Arbanel. I wonder how they weren't embarrassed. So okay, take the Torah. Torah says you mekadesh the chodesh with Riyah. So it means every city the Karem live in has their own kiddush chodesh. So you have, every a personal calendar. When we speak about a personal diary, a personal calendar, every single person does his own thing. He says the Torah says, the Torah says, that's the unified Torah. Ta'asa Torah b'neim Torah z'arvus z'chalfas. Instead, it becomes like a bunch of different Torahs. V'chol ha'yem yizchatshe b'neim deyos v'yaharsu ma'she skimolo. V'ein lam she'yomro l'kacho edas achas men v'shovu imkein l'hamim b'kabolo. The only thing they can say is that we have to accept one opinion. So once again, you're obligated to refer back to some opinion. So if you don't have a Masoris come from Sinai, then you have to put the Masoris on a person, and that's it. He said, it's bad. So bottom line is, Tachlis HaMitzah Zoyzhu Shiyah Chodesh Nisan Roish Vaskol Chachar Zichagula. Hashem Baruch Hu told us to mark the calendar around Nisan, because Nisan is the month that reminds us of the Gula. The Torah said to use the best method you have to find the month, which includes cheshbon when you have it. So it's given over to the Chachmei Yisrael, and they should use their wisdom to figure out when the month will be, either al pi cheshbon et mesur behem or al pi riyah, depending on the circumstance.
So is there any opinions that are holding Torah?
I don't know. Because we have in the Rambam, we have to see. I don't know. I'm not sure. I take a look again at how the Rambam says it.
Because the whole opinion of Shnei Yomim or Shnei Yom for Yantif, it's right. All built on the Reed.
So I assume that the Cheshm was a difficult, rather difficult Cheshm, and it required having different bonus and so on, and not always it available. Not always you have chacham living and people who would do it up here. I assume that that's the reason, but you're right. It does need a. I mean, so much of our. I mean, Yom Tov Sheni is built on that. So good question. Good point.